KMFM 99.5, Max, Shannon Porkchop. So, yesterday afternoon, we were able to get about three and a half minutes with Blake Shelton.
Not long at all.
And there's something seriously wrong with that boy that we love. So, this is what that sounded like.
Hello, line one, or is the caller there?
I'm here.
Oh,
Blake Shelton!
The legend,
oh, my God!
The legendary Blake Shelton.
Am I the third caller or whatever?
You are.
You just won front row tickets to
Justin Moore.
Oh, great.
And some Gilda and underwear.
You need to be on the front row to be able to see Justin.
Exactly, oh, right? Oh. He's so tiny. Okay, since we're starting with the trash talk, can we ask you, and Maroon 5 both have new music out on the same day. What's the bet you have with Adam Levine?
Well, I don't think his album is like a children's album or something. It's not people are taking serious, are they?
It's stories.
We do have a bet. I honestly can't remember what we bet. I remember doing it, but I don't think people take him seriously when it comes to music, so I'm not too worried about it.
Well, we are excited for Texoma Shore. I cannot wait.
Well, thank you. I am beside myself about it because, I actually recorded this album at my house in Oklahoma, which I've never done anything like that before, and it just kind of, I don't know, this one feels a little more personal, a little more special to me than anything else has, and I'm pumped about it.
Did you find it?
Here?
Yeah, Porkchop's right here.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I saw him tweeting me earlier, so I wanted to be sure he was on here.
Yeah, because you never tweet me back. But go ahead.
Okay.
See, apparently he's upset and doesn't want to talk about
He'll
it.
Is.
He gets butthurt over the easiest things.
Mm-hmm. I know. He'll be okay.
I'll be right.
All right. So what was the difference? You mentioned that there was a big difference emotionally for you recording this at home. Did you find it easier or harder to stay focused on what you were doing?
Well, it was easier, and it was just more fun because, you know, when you're making a record in a studio that you're renting somewhere in Nashville or you're in L.A., you're in the city, you work, you're kind of trapped in there. And this record took a lot longer as far as doing the vocals go than any other record I've done because we would sing a song and then leave the house and go out on the lake and, you know, ride around on the water all day and goof off. I mean, we were in there drinking half the time we were supposed to be making the record, and a lot of times while we were making the record, it was kind of a party. But and I think that comes across when you listen to it. I'm definitely having a blast making that thing.
I think your fans will be shocked by that.
Well, what we've heard, we love. I mean, if I'm honest, it could debut at number one.
Oh, geez.
All right, I like that.
See what I did there, if I'm honest?
And you even got, Blake, you even got a co-write on this one, right?
I did. I got a song there that I wrote. I basically wrote the song about Gwen. And, it's I couldn't be more proud of it. I rarely, put my songs on records, maybe one or two or three, but I was really super proud of that one.
Well, you two are so in love. We love it.
Thank you.
Well, you're welcome.
You're welcome. We love your
love.
We love
you, buddy.
We love your love.
Blake Shelton, thank you so much for the time, and I'd wish you success, but you got about all you can handle right now.
I love you guys.
Talk to you.
I love you, Porkchop.
I love you more.
Bye.
Bye.
See you, Blake. Take care, buddy.
And like that, it was over.
It's over.
Wow.